All right, welcome to this analysis of where we are globally, geopolitically, following Trump's invasion of Venezuela and the kidnapping of its president, Maduro, who, let's be clear, Maduro's no doubt a bad guy, so to speak, probably one of the worst criminals in existence, well, at least alive today, because, well, that's how you get to be the president of Venezuela. A very corrupt country, but just one among many corrupt countries. I would say most of Europe is corrupt. Most of the world is corrupt. Our own country suffers from all kinds of corruption as well. In any case, Trump has ordered the invasion, the killing of people necessary to kidnap Maduro and to bring him to the United States, where he is facing criminal charges. So in other words, the United States accused the leader of another nation of some crimes. One of those, by the way, is possessing machine guns. Right. So did you know that it's illegal? That the U.S. considers it illegal for the leader of another country to have a machine gun. And if we think they have a machine gun, we can go kidnap them. Did you know that? Yeah, that's crazy. That's insane. Because, of course, the U.S. has no jurisdiction to enforce machine gun laws anywhere else around the world. In fact, the U.S. has no legal jurisdiction whatsoever over Venezuela. And the fact that the Venezuelan leader is indicted in a court in New York has no legal standing whatsoever, not anywhere in the world, and certainly not in Venezuela. And that's why this is really an issue of the rule of law. It's not a question of whether Maduro is a, quote, bad guy. Because, you know, everybody's a bad guy. Every leader is a bad guy. And if we're going to live in a world where one nation can just say, well, we don't like this bad guy of this nation, and we're just going to go kidnap him, well, then what does that mean for our world? What does that mean for the rule of law? Does that mean that if China thinks that Trump has violated Chinese laws, that China can invade the United States to kidnap Trump and bring him to Beijing to face Chinese justice? Because that's what Trump just said, essentially. Trump thinks that's perfectly acceptable. Or if Russia believes that Trump is violating some law, or let's make it easier. Let's say that Russia says that Zelensky is violating the law. Then does Trump support Russia invading Kiev and kidnapping Zelensky and taking him back to Moscow to face trial in Russia? Oh, imagine the outcry from the Trump administration over something like that, huh? Yeah, all the Republicans would be screaming about violations of the rule of law. But when we do it, it's perfectly okay. See, that's the hypocrisy in all of this. And that's the disgusting part, is that the Trump administration and his supporters have no recognition of the Constitution or the rule of law. And no, Article 2 does not give the president the right to go in and kidnap a foreign leader without consulting Congress first. No such right exists. It's a blatant violation of the Constitution. So all those Republicans who were claiming, oh, we support the Constitution, if they're not speaking out against this now, they're just liars. They don't support the Constitution at all. And that's my concern in all of this. Although there's a silver lining in this invasion of Venezuela, and it could be that maybe some Americans would stop saying Venezuela, and maybe they would learn how to pronounce the country name correctly, because it is, of course, Venezuela. So who knows? Maybe if people hear it enough, they will correct their pronunciation. And to those people who keep saying Venezuela, I ask, have you looked at the word? Have you noticed letters in a specific sequence, because that's what words are? Yeah, I'm kidding. I give people a hard time for mispronunciations and so on. Don't get me started on safety deposit boxes, because there's no such thing. There is no such thing. They don't exist. There's no such thing as a safety deposit box. It's a safe deposit box, but never mind. A safety deposit box would be a box where you place safety gear, such as like helmets and reflective vests, that or you know, flashlights and such. That would be a safety deposit box. And that's not what people are referring to when they say that term. So anyway, back to Venezuela. I guess we'll just make up all our own names for all the South American countries. Instead of Colombia, it will be Colombia or something. I don't know, whatever. Colombia. Okay. Whatever you want. Colombia is next, according to Trump. He says that the president of Colombia is going to be taught a lesson soon. And so we now have Emperor Trump on a crusade across South America to find out how many countries he can invade, how many leaders he can kidnap, how many people he can kill along the way in order to control South America. And yes, it's lawless. Yes, it's completely, you know, outside the Constitution. It's outside of international law, etc. But Trump's doing it because he can. And so once again, America proves itself to be the international bully. Just, oh, we're going to invade your country because we can. We don't care about the rule of law. You can't do it to us, but we're going to do it to you. But let's look at the arguments of, is it necessary? Because there's, of course, an argument that the means justify the ends. That's the argument among Trump supporters right now. Well, we had to do it because, well, of the following reasons. Either one, we need to steal Venezuela's oil supply. Why? Because, well, the U.S. Treasury is trillions in the hole, and the Fed can't just keep printing forever without destroying the value of the currency. And we need to backstop treasuries with some real hard assets. And, you know, hey, Venezuela's got tens of trillions of dollars in oil deposits. So what we're going to do, at least this is one of the theories. So what we're going to do, according to this theory, is we're going to seize Venezuela's oil resources. You know, just rape and pillage as usual. And then we're going to use that as assets to pledge against treasuries that will sell to the rest of the world. So we'll be able to sell treasuries at a lower yield rate to refinance the U.S. debt all over the world by having those treasuries partially backed by oil. Not our oil, Venezuelan oil that we stole. I mean, we're already stealing oil from Venezuelan tankers, or that is, tankers of other nations that are leaving Venezuela with oil. And you already heard like Pam Bondi and others say, well, that's sanctioned oil, and thus we're going to take it. You heard Trump in interviews saying, well, we're just going to keep it. We're going to seize the oil and keep it. Yeah, there's a word for that. It's called piracy on the high seas, by the way. And there's no such thing as sanctioned oil. There's only oil. You know, there's different qualities and grades of oil, but there's no such thing as sanctioned oil. That's a made-up concept that's pushed out there by the United States of America to justify stealing other people's oil. But see, before the U.S. takes another illegal action, it always justifies it. You know, so before stealing Venezuela's oil, they'll say, well, we sanctioned it. And here, you see this piece of paper? This piece of paper says it's sanctioned oil, and thus we have the right to steal it. Or before they go kidnap Maduro, they have him indicted, and they say, see, we have this piece of paper. This is an indictment. You know, this is the kind of garbage that King George used to do to the American colonials back before 1776. It was like, well, the writ of whatever bullshit, the writ of bullshit says that you have to pay taxes even though you have no voice in Parliament. Yeah? Oh, the king has issued another writ of bullshit. That's the same thing that Trump is doing, and Bondi, same thing. Just documents to justify their illegal actions, which are really acts of war. I mean, let's be honest, invading a foreign nation is an act of war. Regardless of what piece of paper you think you have, it's still an act of war. So, you know, here we go. America starting more wars. But seizure of oil is just one of the theories. There's another theory. Oh, by the way, this has nothing to do with drugs. Nothing to do with drugs. That's just the cover story. Everybody with a brain knows that the drugs are going to continue to flow because, of course, that's what funds the CIA. Certain protected drug cartels get passage and they pay a percentage to the CIA. I mean, come on. It's 2026, all right? Let's not be children and pretend that, oh, we're going to stop the drug trade. No. No such thing. The drug trade funds black ops. Always has. All right? So grow up, everybody, right? I mean, that's what I would say. I'm not saying that to you. That's what I would say to people who don't know. It's like, grow up. Come on. It's 2026. But what about rare earths? Well, does Venezuela have rare earths? Yeah, I mean, they're everywhere, actually. It's not a question of where are they? It's a question of refining them. Who's got the refining capabilities or even the tolerance for all the toxic chemicals and the waste products, you know, the environmental impact? And as far as I know, Venezuela doesn't have rare earth refining capabilities of any note. So it's not a question of rare earths, is it? Uh-uh. Again, China's got the predominant refining capabilities there. The U.S. is building out some capabilities, but they are at least a decade behind China, probably more like 15 or 20 years behind. And Venezuela is not a rare earth refining hub by any stretch. Okay, so what else? If it's not about the oil, what is it about? Well, Patrick Byrne, when I did an interview with him, he said that this is about election fraud, that Venezuela runs the black box voting machines that rig elections in the United States. And he said that's the main reason that Trump is going after Maduro, at least one reason among many. And he may very well be correct with that. It's true that one of the black box voting companies is based out of Venezuela. And it is true that our elections are being rigged again and again and again because of black box voting. And it's true that the Democrats, of course, work with that whole ecosystem to cheat and to give themselves more seats in the House and more seats in the Senate, etc. So you could argue that the kidnapping of Maduro and essentially the overthrow of Venezuela was necessary to protect America's election integrity. And maybe that's absolutely true. Could be. But if so, why doesn't Trump just tell us that? Why doesn't he just say, well, you know, hey, our elections have been rigged. I mean, we know the 2020 election was stolen from Trump. I mean, that's just blatantly obvious. So it's all been rigged, and it's been going on, especially in the midterms. The Democrats in California and other places, they rig everything. That's how they get so many seats. It's all rigged. And if Trump were to just level with the American people, hey, the vote rigging's coming out of Venezuela, and we got to stop that to protect our election integrity. We need to go kidnap this guy and overthrow his country. I think actually more people would buy that than the current excuse of we have to stop drugs, because it's not going to stop drugs. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that most of the drugs coming across the border don't come out of Venezuela. They come from other countries, and they involve Mexico, and they involve Colombia, among others, but Venezuela is not the number one source of illegal drugs. So that's just a story. But, you know, if that theory is true, it's interesting. This may have just given the GOP a chance to maintain control in the midterms. See, the GOP has really been abandoning their support base, and you see it all over. You see people's reactions, and also people are dealing with very high inflation, high cost of living, a lot of job losses and job replacements, some of it due to AI, but a lot of it due to just economic decline. And many people who voted for Trump are very unhappy with Trump at this point. But people also despise the Democrats. The Democrats are widely hated because of all their DEI woke nonsense and all their... They hate America. They hate the Constitution. Now, Trump just ignores the Constitution, but the Democrats actually hate it and want to destroy it. Well, I guess so do the Israeli influencers of the Trump administration. They're talking about destroying the First Amendment now because they can't allow speech that hurts people's feelings or whatever. Yeah, it's getting insane. But But the Democrats are widely reviled, and the only way for the Democrats to win, or at least to be certain of their win, would be to cheat, which is what they always do. And they need control of the voting machines in order to cheat. Although I would argue that a lot of the cheating is just done by ballot stuffing, and it doesn't matter who's controlling the voting machines. It's a ballot stuffing operation. They're just rerunning the same ballots over and over again. Or they're using mail-in ballots. They just mail out 10 million ballots all over the place, and then they have their mules, you know, fill them out, round them up, bring them in, stuff them in, and they can cheat that way. Of course, Democrats are going to continue to cheat in every way possible. But if Trump takes away from them this one way of cheating, the black box voting, it might give the GOP a chance, even though the popularity of the GOP is plummeting. There's no other way to say it. Because, number one, where are the arrests? You know, Trump's been in power almost a year. Where are the arrests of the traitors? Where are the real Epstein files, huh? How come Fauci is still walking free? And Mayorkas and so many other people? You know, what's the deal with that? So Trump hasn't been able to keep his promises about going after these criminals. And, you know, if anything, he's now part of the cover-up of the Epstein files, is what it looks like. So yeah, people are very unhappy about that, understandably so. And as a result, the GOP is facing an election bloodbath come this November. That's going to be wild. But getting back to Venezuela, what else? What are the other reasons why Trump might want to violate the Constitution and violate international law and aggressively attack, invade, and control Venezuela? Well, it's because of what my friend Michael Yan talks about, routes and resources. See, Venezuela is very close geographically, or close enough, to the Gulf of Mexico to be able to present a threat to ships moving in and out of the Gulf of Mexico carrying things like liquid natural gas, LNG, or oil. Now, see, you got to back up to really understand the greater context in all of this. The United States blew up the Nord Stream pipelines in order to cut off Europe from Russian gas and to force Europe to purchase LNG from the United States. And that was to the benefit of some very wealthy people and companies that export natural gas. And a lot of that goes through ports on the southern coast, you know, the Gulf Coast. And then those ships have to make their way, obviously, out of the Gulf to head over to Europe or wherever their destination may be. Well, during that transit, they can be threatened by land-based missiles from Venezuela. And Venezuela is rumored to be receiving missile technology from Russia and possibly from China. And of course, Russian missile technology is very, very capable. Russia has influenced the Iranian missiles that were devastating to Israel over the last summer. And clearly, missile technology has reached a point today where it's no longer unusual for land-based missiles to have a range of a couple thousand kilometers. So that easily puts them within striking distance of the routes of ships coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. Well, because geopolitically the world is bifurcating, so splitting into Eastern versus Western hemispheres. And this is true for supply chains and also energy supplies. And this was all instigated by the West, by the way, cutting off Russia from the SWIFT system, economic sanctions against Russia and Iran and other countries, and also the threat of tariffs and so on against China. So there's this splitting of the world. And as part of this split, the Western hemisphere, dominated by the United States, has to protect its own energy resources and energy routes. Because, well, the West isn't going to be able to get energy from Russia. And Europe, for example, is even passing laws to make it illegal to purchase energy from Russia. I think one big law for the EU kicks in about 1 year from now, actually, that would outlaw energy purchases from Russia. You know, it's a suicide cult, of course, running the EU, but that's what they want. They They want to starve and freeze to death in the coming winters, and so they cut themselves off from Russian energy, which is cheap and abundant. And then they lock up their own energy supplies as well, you know, to appease the climate lunatics. And so, yeah, they're all going to starve and freeze, and they're going to say, aren't we good for the planet? No, you're dead, actually, you know. Maybe. No, I'm not going to go there. Maybe we can compost you. That could be good for, you know, the garden or something, maybe. You know, to the European leaders, I would say that. Maybe after you freeze yourself to death, we could compost you. That's green, you know. Recycling, composting, yeah. So there's something else, too, and that is silver and other critical resources. Critical minerals, you know, Trump added silver to the critical resources list. And a lot of silver comes out of South America. And so being able to assert control over the shipping lanes or the transportation lanes of the entire region, that's really critical for America's interests. And they don't want China mucking around with the Panama Canal, for example, even though China has ports on the north side of the Panama Canal. I think it's the north side. It runs north-south mostly, by the way. China's got its own, you know, shipyards and things or port there for the ships. And Trump wants to have total American dominance of the Western Hemisphere all the way from almost the North Pole with Greenland all the way to the southern tip of South America. That's the new strategy, is let's dominate the Western Hemisphere. And it's actually, you know, it's the new Monroe Doctrine. It's not a bad strategy if you're trying to sort of protect yourself from the new globalism, the new multipolar world where China and Russia are increasingly powerful, especially China with its naval shipyard capabilities and its global trade capabilities, its technology, etc. So Trump is kind of sort of building a moat, a geopolitical moat around America, and saying we're going to focus on the Western Hemisphere, which means we got to invade and control Venezuela. Could be a similar thing in mind for Cuba. That could be interesting. Colombia and any other country in Central or South America that doesn't play ball, including Mexico, by the way. We could be militarily invading Mexico any month now. And possibly, I mean, why not kidnap the president of Mexico, too? Because, you know, she's fair game, I guess. If we could just kidnap any president we want, let's kidnap the president of Mexico, which would be like kidnapping the drug cartel warlord king or queen in this case, because the president of Mexico was always run by the drug cartels. You know, if Trump really wanted to go after the drug cartels, he would go after Mexico, which hasn't happened yet, but maybe that's coming. He has promised to, so maybe that's coming. Anyway, the bottom line in all of this is, for you and I, how does this, what practical upshot is there? Well, it means that mineral resources are about to become more scarce and more expensive. So all the commodities that you normally would get at dirt cheap prices, copper, nickel, cobalt, tungsten, lithium, whatever, they're going to get a lot more expensive. Because now the U.S. has to play police even more so in the Western Hemisphere than ever before. And we're going to be cut off from the countries that are controlled by China. So I said the other day that silver is going to have two markets now. There's going to be an Eastern silver market and then a Western silver market. The Eastern silver market will have its own supply, its own pricing. The Western silver market, that is America's, will have its own supply chain, which will suffer from all kinds of problems, and its own pricing, which will be sky high eventually. But the same thing is going to happen more and more with copper, with nickel, maybe not iron ore so much, but with other critical minerals like that. I already mentioned cobalt, but there's also antimony, which is critical in silver refining. And China has just put in place a ban or an export restriction on antimony, not just silver. So yeah, things are going to get very interesting. Could also be interesting for Australia, because Australia, of course, is a a large exporter of a lot of critical mineral resources, in addition to coal, of course, but iron ore, et cetera. And what if China follows the U.S. rule book and just says, hey, we're going to invade Australia and arrest the prime minister? Is that the right term? I can't keep track. Sorry. Arrest all the Australian leaders because we accuse them of crimes. And then we, China, will run Australia to secure our supply of energy and coal and whatever else. Would that be okay with Trump? If China did that? Might make Australia more free, actually, come to think of it, because it's such a police state. It's worse than China. It's like, if Australia were run by China, that would be an increase in freedom compared to what Australia has become under its own rule. Not that I'm advocating a Chinese invasion of Australia, but it might be an improvement. So anyway, this is where we are, folks. The world is splitting, bifurcating, as I say, east versus west. And Trump is drawing the battle lines, marking the territory, saying, we, America, we're going to control everything in the Western Hemisphere, and we're going to do it by force. We're going to use our military. We're going to do whatever we have to do to control North and South America and Greenland and everything else in between. So that's the new Trump doctrine. So there you go. You could argue whether that's good or bad for America. It could be in America's interests, actually. You know, arguably, some of these actions are in America's interest, but they are still nevertheless lawless, and there will be long-term consequences for America's lawlessness under Trump and what he's doing right now. So some things to think about, but thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here of Brighteon.com and Brighteon.ai. Check out all of our AI tools at Brighteon.ai, and you can follow my work at naturalnews.com as well, and thank you for listening. And God bless America. I mean, I want America back is the reason I say that. I want America back because I feel like we've lost America. So let's hope we can get it back. And to do that, we have to bring back the rule of law. And that's so far, that's not happening. So we'll see where this goes. Take care.
Mother Nature provides many botanicals for good health. That's why we're offering you 5 liquid extracts and tinctures that are non-GMO, certified organic, and lab-tested for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology. Only at healthrangerstore.com.